Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Couldn't last a mile because
Rhyme, the rhyme, the rhyme, the lyrics from the mind.
for the Boston crowd, all across the map, the army on the map. You see me backstage posted looking so relaxed. Lady with me open top, little shoulder back. Hat tip just a bit, ooh, she cold like that. Where my ball is at, if you can call me that. By the buggy with me, know that shit is bold with that. You see right through your phony ass like you's a hologram. For so real, when they see us like they pause and gas. Cats looking like they seen a flying saucer pass. Cross their arms, turn their heads like they was Ultraman. We got your whole clique surrounded in a cul-de-sac. So baby, get the jump open over broken glass because
time for rhyme and rhyme.
I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl.
Thank you.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, "What's going on?"
All right. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So you can tune in, tell your family, your friends, all your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. Tell them all to tune in and listen to the radio show. Because we got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm hosting the party on the radio. That's right, that's what I do. I host the party on the radio. And we're having good things going on every day on our radio show. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 65 degrees. It's not cold, and it's not hot, but it's beautiful weather. The sun is shining, the skies are blue and clear. Oh, it's beautiful, even though this is the winter time in Las Vegas. And in the desert, the weather is usually pretty cold. But we're getting ready to go into springtime, so the weather is getting better every day. And we're getting toward April, so we'll have April showers that will appear in Vegas pretty soon. So we'll have a little bit of rain coming to Las Vegas in a few days. But anyway, other than that, we're in the entertainment capital of the world. This is Las Vegas, and everybody should make a trip, planning to make a trip to enjoy themselves in Las Vegas. It's the adult playground that everybody can have a good time in Las Vegas. So, let me tell you, we got Babyface is performing live at the Mirage in Las Vegas. That's right, he's going to be on the Strip again. He was here the end of December, and he was here the end of January, and so it looks like March 8th, he'll be here again. So he must have had a good show. He must have made a lot of money. And now he's coming back to entertain the crowd again, March 8th. Now, I understand he's only going to be here for one day. So he must be just making up for a day that he missed or something like that. Because he just did like 30 days in Las Vegas. So I think he's just making up for a day that he might have missed in his contract. So he's going to put on a day for everybody to enjoy Babyface and be talking about the Whipper Pill. Yes, that's his favorite song, the Whipper Pill. Oh, yeah, Babyface and the Whipper Pill. And they have a couple other artists that are performing in Vegas. They'll be coming in June and in July, and I'll get back to them later on in the show as I get the dates squared away for these performers that are coming later on in the year. So I'll keep you updated on my as I get all of the information of the new performers that will be performing in Vegas. So, other than that, let's talk football. We got the XFL Football League, and they're taking the place of the NFL. Yeah, the XFL football played this weekend. We had two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. So, DJ Papa D, who played the first game on Saturday?
First game on Saturday was the Houston Roughnecks playing the Tampa Bay Vipers. And okay. Houston won 34-27.
Houston won 34-27. Well, Houston's undefeated, and the Tampa Bay Vipers haven't won a game, but they scored a lot of points in that game. I thought they were going to win the game until Houston scored a couple more touchdowns and kind of ran away with the game. But Tampa Bay is looking good, so they may win next week if they get a good offense together and their defense gets good. They'll play good. All right. Well, I voted on Houston to win, and I bet it was going to be over the total points, right?
Right. You bet on Houston and over, and it was Houston and over.
Right. That's right, people. So you can follow me and go to the sports book. I think I'm ready to pick some winners for this short season. They got 10 weeks that they're playing, and then we'll see what happens in the playoffs. All right. Now, the second game on Saturday, who was that?
The Dallas Renegades beat the Seattle Dragons 24-12. You bet on Seattle and under, and it was Dallas and under.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be an under game, but I thought Seattle was going to come out on top. They were playing Dallas, you said? So
right.
Dallas is still undefeated then. That means Dallas,
Dallas
is
2-1.
Oh, it's 2-1? Oh, so they were 1-1 going into that game. Okay.
Right.
Seattle was 1-1. So now Seattle is 1-2, and Dallas is 2-1. Okay. Well, I kind of thought Seattle was going to have the upper hand because I think they played in Seattle.
Right.
Now, my history with Seattle football is Seattle always plays good at home. So I guess the XFL is going to be a big difference in football for Seattle. So they played at home, but they didn't win. So, okay. Well, G-Money lost that one. I lost I won the over and under, but I lost the bet because I bet Seattle to win. All right. So let's go on Sunday to see who played on Sunday.
On Sunday, the St. Louis Battlehawks beat the New York Guardians 29-9. You bet on Battlehawks and over, and it was Battlehawks and under.
Oh, wow. 29-9, you said the total score was?
Yep.
Wow. The Battlehawks didn't score that many points, huh? Okay. Well, at least they're scoring points, even though 9 points isn't a lot of points, but they got a touchdown and they got a 3-point conversion. So that's good. They're getting their offense together. Now they're 1 win and 2 losses, right? Because they were 1-1 going into the game.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
Are you talking They're 2-1. They were 1-1 going into the game, and now they're 2-1 because they won.
Okay. So who did they beat then? They beat New York?
They beat New York.
Right. New York was 1-1, and now New York
right.
is 1-2. Okay.
Right.
I have my team confused. All right. Yeah, because I said they were now 2-1, but I was talking about St. Louis was 2-1, and New York is 1-2 now. Okay.
Right.
I didn't pick the winner of that one, did I? Who did I pick to win that one?
It was Battle Hawks. You picked Battle Hawks and over, and it was Battle Hawks and under.
Okay, so I picked the winner, but they didn't score enough points for me to win the over and under bet. All right, Battle
right.
Hawks. What city are the Battle Hawks from? St. Louis.
St. Louis.
No. St. Louis Battle Hawks.
Right.
Okay, St. Louis Battlehawks, and they played the New York who? What was New York?
New York Guardians.
New York Guardians. Okay, St. Louis Battlehawks and the New York Guardians. See, I got to learn these teams' names because they're new teams to me. So I got to learn the name. Okay, well, I picked the winner of the team, so that's another win for G-Money. But I didn't pick the over and under, so I came up short, people. Okay, let's go to Sunday's game. Sunday morning, who played Sunday morning?
That was Sunday morning. And Sunday afternoon was the L.A. Wildcats beating the D.C. Defenders 39-3. You picked D.C. and under, and it was L.A. Wildcats and under.
Oh, okay. Well, I picked the under, but L.A. came out of the closet. I told you they were going to get good. They were getting their offense and their defense together. So that's good that they turn around and play well. Maybe that radio. I can't hear. They played good on the game. They just didn't score enough points. But I picked that it was going to be the under. So that's good. I picked I didn't pick the winner. I didn't pick the winner. So, who? Okay. So, who? I'm distracted here. Who played in those two games? It was DC? No. Who played in those two games? The first two games on Sunday?
The first game on Sunday was the St. Louis Battlehawks, and they beat the New York Guardians 29-9. The second game was the L.A. Wildcats, and they beat the D.C. Defenders 39-3.
Okay, so the first game, I don't remember if I picked the winner. Did I pick D.C. or?
The second game, you picked D.C. and under, and it was L.A. and under.
And under, okay. And the first game, who was the first?
It was Battle Hawks, St. Louis Battle Hawks and over, and you picked it was Battle Hawks and under, and you picked Battle Hawks and over.
Okay, so the Battle Hawks did win, but they they scored more points than I thought they would score. Okay.
They scored fewer points.
They scored fewer points. It was under, and I picked it was going to be over.
Right.
Right. Okay. And the Battlecats are from what city?
The St. Louis Battlehawks.
Okay. St. Louis Battlehawks, and they played who?
The New York Guardians.
The New York Guardians. Okay, so the Battlehawks won, and they beat the New York Guardians. And it was under,
right. And
I bet that it would be over.
Okay. Right.
And then I bet on the next game, the L.A. Wildcats won, and I bet that it was going to be under, and it was under for the total points, but L.A. won instead of lost that game. And who did they lose to?
L.A. won, and they beat the D.C. Defenders.
They beat the D.C. Defenders. So L.A. is now 1-2 on the season, and the D.C. Defenders is 2-1, right?
Right.
Okay. So.
Right.
Okay. So now what's the total, what's the standing in the league now? For the Eastern Division, what's the standing?
In the East, the St. Louis Battlehawks and the D.C. Defenders are tied at first with a record of 2-1. Second place is the New York Guardians with a record of 1-2. And third place is the Tampa Bay Vipers at 0-3.
Okay. And on the West, in the Western Division?
In the West, in first place are the Houston Roughnecks at 3-0. Second place is Dallas Renegades at 2-1. And third place, tie for third, are the LA Wildcats and the Seattle Dragons at 1-2.
Okay. So that's what the results look like as of week number 3 in the XFL football. All right. So good enough. Okay. Well, that's it for football for this week. So DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. We have the best radio show on the planet. So you need to tune in and listen to what we're talking about. I'm hosting the party on the radio. That's right. I'm having a party on the radio, and I'm in the air chair. That's right. I'm hosting the party for everybody to get their groove on listening to the radio show. So, I want to introduce one of my songs. We have a clip that came off of the radio show, and we turned it into a song. And it's called I'm G Money. We want to play that for your listening pleasure. I was at doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas. And that's where this song originated. So DJ Papa G, play I'm G Money for the audience.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. But you need to come check me out. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Eddie Murphy, you ain't no playboy. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not a pimp. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. Come on now. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that got breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now.
want to be with a real pimp. You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp out. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp comes. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds, a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take it, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with 5 playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money, because I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center. And I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that. And I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I'm hosting the party on the radio, so you should tell everybody to tune in to the radio show, no matter where they live on the planet. They can listen to the radio show and hear the activity that I got going on. Well, I was in a college fraternity when I was in school. I played Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I was known as Big Brother Serious Business, alias the Dance Master, student of the martial arts, and professor of the verbal rap ability. Yes, I was the Step Master, the dog on the yard, and I was the stepping son of a gun. And I led all the step shows that we participated in all around the country. So when I came out, I stepped with my brothers, and I said, "Brothers, are you ready? DJ Papa G, play my step song so that everybody can hear and get the feeling of what I did when I was in college. Step right, step left, step right, step left, doggy style." and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Won't I fade out?
Oh, baby,
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.